This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Will Buss.
And I'm Jasmine Creighton.
Jasmine came in all fired up today in the studio talking about her classes and what are journalism students doing right and what are they doing wrong?
Maybe we should start with the wrong so we can end on the right and the positive things.
Good idea.
Yeah. Okay. So I assign guest speaker reports every semester, and we have people from the business of broadcasting, broadcast journalism, come in and speak in my classes. So my broadcast news writing and reporting class was assigned an essay about you, Rich, and Emily Boyer, the Morning Edition host.
We came in and spoke a few weeks ago.
Yes, and I learned at least from one or two people that you worked for a newspaper, which is not true. And Tri-States Public Radio, the name was totally butchered in many of the different reports. And I chalked that up, and I had a nice little talk with them in class. But I chalked that up to assumptions and not listening and not taking notes.
Yes, they could have asked how Tri-States Public Radio was spelled.
Mm-hmm.
I pointed out to them that our names were written on the board and were spelled correctly.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping they all got the names spelled correctly.
One person made you Richard, which is technically your full name.
Yes.
So okay. Someone named you Richard.
Okay, that's fine. I'll tell you, I spoke to a class of yours, Emily and I spoke to a class of yours last year. And I told the students that I, before coming to Macomb, I worked in Bloomington.
Mm-hmm.
And one of your students said in the paper that I had worked at Bloomingdale's.
Correct.
And unfortunately, and this is something you'll run into. I teach a lot of beginning writing news reporting classes, and that class I've designed it so it seems very writing intensive for only a 200 level class. But there's a reason for that. And I tell the students, I want you to get all the bad writing out of you and make all the mistakes earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to take a series of quizzes and have a series of writing assignments we do in class or you do outside of class. And that you're going to get work out all the junk and all the false starts and start to refine and polish your writing. And I think it does involve about 10 in-class writing assignments. It does involve three assignments they do outside of class on their own just to get it right. But I see these mistakes too. There's jumping to conclusions.
Mm-hmm.
There's causal relationships. There's making assumptions and things of that nature. And it's endemic of just a student wanting just to get the assignment done. And I think what they see is when they do poorly initially, at least the classes I have, and I tell them, look, there's going to be plenty of opportunities to pick up this grade, but you're going to be writing – your writing's going to be rough for a while, and you're going to have to learn from your mistakes. And I think they learn more just from their mistakes than just doing the writing, but doing it over and making those mistakes.
They are students, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
sure,
if they came in and did everything correctly right off the bat,
sure.
They wouldn't really need your guidance or
sure.
instructions. So
right. Right.
This is something, a learning experience for them.
Yes, it sure is. And it really shook them up. I mean, I would say 3/4 of the class at least got the name of the public radio station here wrong in some way.
Mm-hmm.
And it showed them, and that's why I do these guest speaker reports early in the semester. It showed them that how they can get things wrong very easily.
Right, right.
And how to pay attention better. And I said, so what are some things we need to work on? And one of those things was note-taking. Because there are, a couple people who weren't
right.
really taking notes. And
mm-hmm.
I said, unless you have a totally photographic memory, and that wouldn't even really work here in this case,
no.
but unless you have a memory like that, you can't do that. You have to take notes. You have to pay attention. And a couple people said, well, we could have asked if we could have recorded the conversation. That would have helped us refer back to it. I said, you could have asked that. No one did. And no one did.
Mm-hmm.
So there were a couple things there. And I said, what about looking up some of this information on Tri-State's website?
Mm-hmm.
What about looking that info up? There are some things that you could have fact-checked, and it wasn't done.
And I like to, in my classes, that when I expose the students to lots of writing, and it looks like on the surface so much of it, but again, I tell them that you're going to need this practice and better for you to make mistakes here
yeah.
while you're as an undergrad. Because when you're out there and you make a mistake, which we all do as reporters, having to print that correction or that retraction as I did as a print reporter years ago, it's you remember maybe even somewhat being humiliated when you were at least as a student reporter. You learn that lesson and try to get that ahead of time and be ahead of the game. But I typically expect this kind of haphazard lack of attention to detail and things, and they need that kind of that kind of shock, and that's why I have lots of assignments, so they have plenty of opportunity to pick that up, because obviously walking in the door, they're learning a lot of this as a beginning reporter for the first time.
Yeah. Well, they all got rewrites. Yeah. I said this is the only time I'm going to be nice this semester, and it's you need to fix all these mistakes that you've made and go back and make sure that you know what you're talking about and turn it in. So we will see how that
goes.
The
only time you're going to be nice this
semester. Yeah, in that capacity.
Are they all scared of you?
Today, yes. Yes, they are.
Well, now, something you sort of touched on, Will, is we all make mistakes still, you know. Even after many years and decades in journalism, we all still screw up sometimes, whether it's a fact in a story or a spelling or even something as goofy as forgetting to check your recorder, the battery levels in your recorder before you go out in the field and you get out there and find out you aren't going to be able to record, which is truly a problem when you work in radio.
I've done that. As a reporter, I've done that, where I didn't have a device that worked, a recording device, and where I guess is going to be shorthand today, which I always took notes anyway, but it's incredible shorthand, and those things will happen. But again, you know, encouraging the students to get involved not only in their classes, but, you know, with student media. And I always make these pitches at the beginning of the semester is to get involved and get all the experience you can, because make your mistakes here and now and you'll have a better resume and better experience and practicum for it, because that's what employers are looking for.
And I think a mistake that professional broadcasters make, and certainly, Jasmine, I'm sure you have seen your student broadcasters make this mistake, is that they don't read the copy out loud before they go on the air.
Yeah.
And that's an important part of being in radio or television. The script that you're handed is meant to be read out loud. And so before you go on the air, you really should read that out loud to make sure you're comfortable with the wording, that if there's a word you have trouble with, that you can change it before you go on the air, and you can just sort of get those errors, those gaffes out of the way before you're broadcasting live.
Yeah, there's a lot to broadcast journalism that nobody thinks about until they're in the middle of learning how to do it. And that's one of those things where it may look good on paper, but then when you say it out loud, you're tongue-tied and it just doesn't sound right, and you have to make those changes. So that's another thing. In fact, we just went through rehearsal the other day for the newscast, and those were things that my producers were working on and discovering during that run-through.
Yeah, it's a performance. It's a coordination. And sometimes the advantage to reading out loud is sometimes your ear will catch what your eyes don't when you're reading the script quietly. So that's always a best bit of advice. And I give that advice to the print journalist too.
Yeah.
And another mistake broadcasters can make is not paying attention to the clock and ending things when they need to. And as a matter of fact, we need to wrap up this program for today. But our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.